Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, a daily source for news, culture, and more. Often, when we talk about higher education, we tend to focus on four-year college degrees. But community colleges play a crucial role in improving livelihoods. People who earn an associate's degree make 30% more money on average than those with a high school diploma. Around 70,000 students enroll in City Colleges of Chicago each year, but fewer than one in four will graduate with a degree. There's a lot of opportunity there left on the table. Well, a new partnership between the community college system and nonprofit 1 Million Degrees wants to change that. Here now to tell us more is Anish Sahoni, CEO of 1 Million Degrees. Also joining us is Juan Salgado, Chancellor for City Colleges of Chicago. Great to have you both. Chancellor, I'll start with you. Tell us more about how City Colleges got connected with 1 Million Degrees.
Well, we've been fortunate at City Colleges that 1 Million Degrees has been working with us now for many years, serving our students, ensuring that our students have added supports in order to have greater success. And so we've seen their work. We've seen our students progress because of their work to completing degrees and to going on to great careers. And we want to accelerate this work, and we're very fortunate today to be able to announce that we will be accelerating this work.
So, Anish, the Chancellor speaking very highly of results there, right? So tell us more. Dig in and tell us about 1 Million Degrees and your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll start by just giving credit to the Chancellor for being focused on envisioning or investing, rather, in programs that work.
Yeah.
So at 1 Million Degrees, we support our students' progress and journeys on career pathways to upward economic mobility, really during their time at community colleges. We provide customized solutions for our students. No student is the same, and they all have different needs. And we provide four core services. First is personal support and really making sure students are able to navigate whatever life may throw their way. Mm-hmm. Second is academic and helping them succeed on their educational journey. Third is professional, making sure they're really ready for their careers. And finally, financial support to ensure that students have access to money should they need it as they navigate their educational journey as well.
All very important. I want to know more about you, though, and how you got involved in education advocacy.
Yeah, so at 1 Million Degrees, we started in 2006, and our founder's core focus was really in ensuring that all students could succeed and thrive both in their educational journey and in their career journey. And so we've been lucky and fortunate to partner with the City College of Chicago since then. And now, as we've dug in more deeply in the University of Chicago's Inclusive Economy Lab, has researched what we've done, we have found that what we do really works, both because of the research and the conversations we have with our students. And so yeah. Now we're excited to take it to a whole new level.
And some years ago, you were a high school teacher.
Yeah, that's right. Personally, yes. So I started my career as a high school English teacher, and there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about my students that I taught and really what this partnership could mean for students like them.
Yeah. Well, Chancellor, what's the problem that you all are trying to address with this partnership?
Our students have just incredible assets to bring to bear on our city, on the institutions in our city, on those employers that are out there looking for talent. And we have to get more of our students to and through the finish line. That's the bottom line here. And we know that our students find themselves oftentimes with life challenges that get in the way. And you know, could use that extra support, that wraparound support, that human being, right? That's uniquely there for them.
Yeah.
And one of the things that 1 Million Degrees does is creates that personalized connection with the coach, with the private sector, mentor, and brings that to our students so that they have added resources when that challenge arises. And our students are persevering through many, many a challenge, life challenges. Food insecurity, housing insecurity, just family dynamics
yeah.
that oftentimes interrupt their education. And so, you know, this added support, we will believe, you know, can be, has been instrumental to the students, proven, you know, to help our students get through those challenges. And so we just want more of our students, dramatically more of our students, to get this kind of support.
Yeah, Anish, you want to pick up where the chancellor left off there and talk more about the barriers that these students are facing that really prevent them from reaching that completion of a degree?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, the first place where I'll start is, you know, 1 million degrees historically in our partnership with City Colleges, students have had to apply for the types of supports that the chancellor outlined are important for them. And in this new partnership, we're going to automatically accept the majority of the students who are degree seeking. And that's important because we shouldn't ask students to apply for things that are good for them that they could use.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why I start there in answering your question is I think we have to really grapple with the society of, like, for whom are we giving resources? Our supports, as the chancellor noted, it starts with making sure all of our scholars are assigned to a program coordinator who really help our students navigate their journey. I mentioned earlier we offer personal, academic, and professional support.
Right.
And it's really about connecting our students and helping them navigate what may come their way. And then, as the chancellor noted, I think a unique part of our model is the connection to a professional coach, someone who has been through an educational journey and can help our scholars bridge their educational experience with their career experience and provide them access to things like an understanding of how finances work when you enter the workforce, mm-hmm. confidence building to let our students know they can do what they are aspiring to do, and also networks and social capital to really help our students make connections and build relationships that will allow them to thrive into the future.
The chancellor mentioned wraparound support. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think what we have found is there's many organizations out there that provide one element of support. I think the reasons we've gotten the outcomes we've gotten is we are relentless in saying it requires all of it. You can't just provide one aspect of support like financial support. Yes, our students need financial support, and they need personal support, they need academic support, and they need professional support. All of those things have to be there together, really to come together as a community of support for our students.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and we're discussing a new partnership between City Colleges of Chicago and the nonprofit 1 Million Degrees to help more students finish their degrees. The program's raised $20 million in public and private funding, and it's set to serve around 3,000 students in its first year. Chancellor, the program's starting out at just one of the colleges, right?
That's correct. It's going to start out at Olive Harvey College on the far south side of the city. It was a historically Black institution.
Yeah.
And we're very excited that we're starting there, but we're going to grow it.
Yeah. Why start with one?
Colleges.
Why start with one?
Well, because it's really important to pilot and to model. And because we had a set of leaders at Olive Harvey that were ready to launch this year, not waiting until next year. And so this gives us an opportunity to work out the kinks as we grow the program to multiple colleges, and in particular, some of our larger enrolled colleges.
Tell us more about why Olive Harvey was selected as that first school to implement this new partnership.
Well, we got a really strong leader in Kimberly Harmsworth that has a really dynamic team over there. They raised their hand, and it's a predominantly Black institution. It's a place where our students choose to go to because it's close to the home with high quality programming. It's growing in its enrollment, by the way. It's just been able to get to pre-pandemic levels of enrollment this year. And so it's an institution on the rise, and we want to make sure that we're there to help them. It's a statement from our system too, that we're going to go as far away from the downtown core to start this. We're going to go into the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a predominantly Black institution, and we're going to launch there, right, to the rest of the system.
Help us understand, Anish, why this focus on improving graduation rates at community colleges as opposed to four-year colleges?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, both are important. We are really focused on community college students because we think the incredible students and the incredible talent that they have has historically been under-resourced and not given access to the opportunities they deserve. And yet we know when given access to those opportunities, our community college students who are, as the chancellor mentioned, very much live close to the college they go to, right? They are Chicago's community.
Right.
We will create a much more inclusive economy for Chicago if we are investing in our students who are from here, of here, going to college here, and preparing them for both educational success and career success.
Yeah. Your organization also did some previous research with the University of Chicago Inclusive Economy Lab. You were looking at the impact of your work. So what did you find there? What was the most effective piece of this in helping students reach graduation?
Yeah, in terms of outcomes, what we found was if a student engages with 1 million degrees before enrolling in community college, they are 70% more likely to enroll, 94% more likely to stay between their fall and spring semester in their first year,
wow,
and 73% more likely to graduate with their associate's degree within 3 years. And so the outcomes are incredible.
If you had to drill it down, what's the secret sauce?
Yeah, it's what I mentioned earlier. The secret sauce is that community of support. It's no one element of it, but it's all of it together available to the student, and then making sure that our supports are customized for each individual student who is going through their own unique journey.
Chancellor, we've discussed the issue of student debt previously on Reset. Yeah. Does this program and community colleges in general, do they have a role in reducing the financial burden that many of these students are facing?
Yes. Community colleges have historically had a very important role with regard to reducing the total debt. It's a smart choice. The supports we provide at community college are quite intensive. I would say many times more intensive, more levels of support, more levels of personalization that you might get at a four-year university for a lower cost at the end of the day. And with these added supports that we're bringing to students, we're doing so in order to ensure student success, you know, at the end of the day. But one thing that we haven't mentioned that's really important to the OMD model is students are eligible for up to $1,000 stipend throughout, you know, the year. Okay. And this is critical because as long as they persist, as long as they do what they need to do within the OMD program, they will also have a little bit of extra cash in their pocket, which for our students, $1,000 is a lot. It's a lot. They're able to take that and use it for whatever they decide to use it for that meets their life needs.
Before we go, Anish, what for you is the ideal outcome at the end of this partnership? Is it to have 1 million degrees permanently in city colleges? Is it to implement some version of wraparound services into the community college system as a whole?
Yeah, our ideal outcome is to make sure students are getting the holistic supports that they need and that they deserve. And so for us, in delivering those services, making sure that we see progress for our students on their educational journey and in ensuring they're really prepared for the workforce, right, and making sure that their end goal is possible. When we sit down and talk with our students and we talk with our alums, they are clear that their community college journey is part of their journey in pursuit of bigger goals they have for themselves, whether it's their career or however they're defining or living a fulfilling life. And so we want to make sure our students can get that.
That was Anish Sohoni, CEO of 1 Million Degrees, and Juan Salgado, Chancellor for City Colleges of Chicago. Thank you both. This episode of Reset was produced and edited by Andrew Merriweather. Want to make sure that you never miss an episode of Reset? Then go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And when you do, leave us a rating while you're at it. It really helps more listeners find us. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.